Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, fool me once, shame on me. Shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Well, the shame is on the American people, but the crime belongs to Congress, both the Democrats and the Republicans. If you truly believe, after last week, that the elected officials are representing your best interests, the best interests of the American people, we need to talk seriously. Donald Trump, and we'll talk more about this here later, but he's threatening to remove Congress and their AIDS health care benefits that they have. And I say do it. They are not elite. They are but servants to we the people. That doesn't mean we disrespect them. But they are not to be held above you. Remember when we had Joe the Plumber on several years ago, that when he was traveling during the campaign in 2008, and he was traveling with John McCain, and he asked John McCain, how long have you been a public servant? And McCain became angry to be called a servant. I am not a servant. That's what they think. But you see, they don't see it that way. And apparently, we the people don't see it that way either. We tend to act like we have battered wife syndrome or Stockholm syndrome. Stockholm syndrome is a condition that causes hostages to develop a psychological alliance. We're relying on them. We certainly seem to think we rely on Congress. We want them to fix all the mishaps and things that aren't perfect in our lives and to guarantee us a living. And in doing so, they get rich, we lose liberty, and we pay more. But no problem is ever fixed by Congress. Actually, most problems are caused by Congress. The health care bill, which is just insurance, that's all it is. If you haven't already, after what they did last week, if you haven't already been waking up, you surely are awake now. An awareness to the truth of what they are doing, what they are about. The hate for the president by all those who consider themselves elite should be a telltale sign, even if you are not a Trump fan. Surely you can see that they're aligned in their hate. Watch the media, both sides. Watch the politicians. Watch the desperate moves and accusations of all who are still angry that America dared to elect a non-politician. We're going to try to cover a lot today. The Monday morning question of the day is, should the president punish Congress by removing their health care benefits? Should Congress take their August recess? Those are the two questions on the table. I believe Americans need to take charge of this country again. Take our nation back from career politicians. How do we possibly get that done? Are you still in the same rut, relying on the abusers to do what is right? Who is your news source? Who is it that you rely on for truth and for common sense? Once upon a time, a long time ago, we had a little commitment card, and I asked for you to commit to CSC Talk Radio in many different ways. One was in prayer. This show is certainly not getting rich, but I do believe that our voices have been heard. Do you want to lose that? Do you believe in your voice, the forgotten man, the forgotten woman of this nation? Do you believe rural America deserves to be heard? We are captors now because we choose to be. Escape will not be easy. But I believe we can do it. I do. I'm an optimistic person, I guess. CSE Talk Radio is just one strategy to the escape. Commit to prayer for this nation. Commit to education for you and for yours. Know your Constitution. Know your Bill of Rights. Know what's going on. Know what Agenda 21 is. Commit to CSE Talk Radio, realizing it is your voice. Prayer. Pray for your communities. Pray for it. It truly is. Liberty begins at home. Truth and liberty truly do begin at home. Well, the GOP, we're just going to go through some of this stuff. I want you to understand what took place when some Americans were shocked and surprised that the GOP was not going to change anything with the Obamacare. Oh, they pretended. Oh, yes, they pretended. And for 7 years, they said they're going to repeal it, repeal and replace. I never liked the word replace. I always liked the word repeal. I never believed a word they said. The GOP, I don't think the Democrat Party's been any different, okay? The GOP took $204 million from big pharma insurance companies since 2010. Since 2010. The conservatives expressed frustration that the House GOP's Obamacare reform plan doesn't address key campaign promises opposed by big pharma and insurance giants. New attention is likely to be paid to the massive investments these special interests make in order to curry Republican influence on Capitol Hill. The House leadership plan is Obamacare light. It will not pass, and it did not pass. This was written before they voted. Conservatives are not going to take it. Not a full repeal, tweeted Senator Rand Paul Tuesday morning before launching a small storm of tweets detailing the new replacement plan's fundamental flaws. We own repeal. We ran on it. It is our idea. We have to pass it cleanly. Well, they didn't, and they never intended to. Now, Rand Paul might have. He might have intended to. These elected officials, Republicans and Democrats, are making money off of Obamacare. And they don't have to worry like you and I have to worry about how we're going to pay the bills. Because they're getting rich. And it infuriates me that they are doing so. That they are career politicians and they believe themselves to be above the law. Democrats and Republicans, they believe themselves to be above the law, and they don't believe they have to follow the same rules and guidelines that they dictate to you, to we the people. How Trump can win the Obamacare fight in the friends and cronies exemption from Congress. If President Trump wants to fulfill his repeated promise to end Obamacare, his best course of action is a radical change in tactics that would hit members of Congress where it hurts, in their wallets. The 55-45 vote Wednesday last week by the Senate rejecting a straight repeal of Obamacare makes it clear that the president needs to try to do something new, change of strategy. I want to talk about the change of strategy, and I want to talk about some of the other things. I want to talk about McCain, John McCain. We're going into a break. Do you think that Donald Trump, the President of the United States, should pull the benefits from Congress and their aides? Now, maybe you need to know a little bit more about what exactly they're getting. But they're getting a lot of help you and I don't get. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going into a commercial break, and the number to call is 877-895-5410. 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. The question today is, should Donald Trump, the president, take his illustrious pen and remove the benefits from Congress, health care benefits? It says here in this article, and this is coming from Fox News, and it's written by John Fund. With a mere stroke of his pen, President Donald Trump could end the exemption that President Obama gave members of Congress and their staffs that make them the only participants in Obamacare exchanges to receive generous subsidies from their employer, the American people, to pay for their health insurance. Nothing would better focus Congress' attention on changing Obamacare than being trapped in it just like other Americans. You see, they don't have to live the same way you and I do. They don't have to figure out how they're going to pay for it because President Obama made sure they didn't. And we're talking about Republicans and Democrats. So while they signed up for Obamacare, they're getting paid 100%. When Vice President Pence was asked about the special exemption from Congress by Fox News' Tucker Carlson Tonight on Wednesday last week, he lamented that it was pretty typical for there to be one set of rules for the American people and another for the political class here in our nation's capital. But he wouldn't be pinned down over whether the Trump administration would act. it would be President Trump's decision to rescind that special treatment for members of Congress and their staffs, regardless of what they did last week. They should not ever have special treatment. That which is so much better than the American people. We are their employer. Let me read that paragraph one more time. With a mere stroke of his pen, President Trump could end the exemption that President Obama gave members of Congress and their staffs that make them the only participants in the Obamacare exchanges to receive generous subsidies from their employer, the American people, to pay for their health insurance. You're paying for them. That's what I said last week. Someone should have pointed to John McCain and said, "Show me your health care benefits. Show me your insurance policy. I want to see what I'm paying for you that you're not willing to pay for me." Now, that being said, Beth Ann doesn't believe in national health care. This is a phony baloney thing that's going on. It isn't about you having better health care. It is health insurance. And insurance companies call the shots. But some of them haven't done so well under Obamacare. It is failing. It is falling apart, collapsing down to one provider, which is what it was always intended to do from the get-go. Socialized medicine run by the government. While those in charge of the government that you elected, those that we have become the captors of, don't have to pay the same price. They don't have to follow the same rules, the same guidelines. They are well taken care of because we, the people, the captors, have made sure they have what they need while we struggle to make sure our own families have what they need. Well, it's about time. Ending the special perk funded by taxpayers may represent the only leverage President Donald Trump has to fulfill his promise to repeal Obamacare. He's the only one, whether you like his promises or not, he's the only one trying to fulfill his promises made to the American people who voted for him. That alone should gain him some respect, even if you did not vote for him. That he's the only one trying to fulfill a campaign promise. How many years has the representatives and the senators of the GOP, how many years have they promised you they were going to fix this Obamacare mess? And then when they had the opportunity, they did nothing. Oh, now some of them made it look like they were doing something. And there's three or four of them now that are taking the heat because they sided with the Democrats. Now, let me point out something here. Let's go look at something. When Obamacare passed, it didn't receive one Republican vote. Not one. But when it failed to repeal last week, it most certainly did. John McCain stepped up to save the day for Obamacare. Senator John McCain said his vote Friday against the skinny repeal of Obamacare was a vote for bipartisanship. Yep, that's what he said. In fact, it was the opposite regarding Democrats for passing Obamacare without. He was rewarding Democrats for passing Obamacare without working with Republicans in the first place, allowing them to establish a beachhead for government-run health care, which they will now be able to protect. government-run health care. McCain said in a statement after casting the decisive vote, no vote, in the wee hours of Friday, "I've stated time and time again that one of the major failures of Obamacare was it was rammed through Congress by Democrats on a strict party line basis without a single Republican vote. We should not make the mistakes of the past that has led to Obamacare's collapse." So we're going to support it now. Now that it's collapsing, we're going to step up and we're going to support it. Is that the way you go, John McCain? Yeah. Because they always supported it. They just didn't want it to look to we, the people, that they were supporting it. I have no proof, but there was someone who leaked something that John McCain said. Whether he did or not, I don't know. But it is said that he made the comment after he cast that no vote. "Let's see Trump make America great again now." They hate the president. They hate that he stands for the republic. I was watching Fox News last night, and I don't particularly care for Chris Wallace. I get angry with the way he presents his questions. He was interviewing Nancy Pelosi. They were very kind to one another. And at the end of the interview, Nancy Pelosi tells him, he's thanking her for being on his show, which he should. And she says to him, "Thank you for being such a defender of democracy." And he acted humbled and surprised and said, "Well, thank you for saying that." And I screamed at the television set. Neither one of them heard me. It's a republic. What we are witnessing is democracy, but that's not how we were set up. We were set up to be a republic where we, the people, are not captors to D.C. occupiers, but are their employers, and we, the people, hold the contract called the Constitution, and that contract is with the elected officials, and they are ignoring it. In fact, if you remember, President George W. Bush called it a certain kind of paper that I will not repeat on the air. So it's not just the Democrats that disrespect the republic. It's those Republicans as well. The career politicians, they're out to take care of their careers, not represent we the people. Should President Donald Trump cancel all the benefits that the Congress and their aides are receiving from Obamacare and make them accept what you and I have to accept? Should he do that? 877-895-5410 is the number to call. 877-895-5410. This republic, not Republican. We'll be right back.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. Out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAP? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's Selling U.S. Out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforcing courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go to the phone lines. We have Harold from New Mexico. Harold, how are you today?
I'm feeling pretty good now that you're doing all of this.
Well, thank you, I think. Am I good for your health? Are you saying that?
I'm saying yes for what you're doing so far. And I'd like to add that if you dig a little deeper, I think each congressman gets $1 million for his staff costs. And more benefits if you dig just a shade deeper into all of that money in.
Oh, I'm certain.
And remind the public that there's a $24 trillion tipping point. If we get to that, we cannot pay the interest like a young couple with some big credit cards.
We're really on the brink here, and I think, you know, I have another article I was going to share in the last segment today about the war. It's a civil war against the West here in the United States. They don't like our constitutional republic. They don't like it at all, and they have just about killed it, Harold.
And I'd like to make this statement about socialism is a line right straight to communism.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's just a pretty word, you know. But, well, we need to help people socially. It's just a pretty word.
Well, it's a church level and downs where it used to be amongst people.
Right.
And it wasn't just taken from everybody to run the country in debt.
Well, and look what they've done even with the Farm Bill. The Farm Bill isn't about farming. It's not about rural America. It's mostly a food distribution and redistribution of wealth. That's what it's mostly about, how we're going to distribute the food. It has nothing to do with the farmers or the ranchers.
I'm 78 years old and disgusted with both parties.
Yes.
Because they are definitely not telling us the truth all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they're taking care of millions of people that are illegal in this country and using our money to feel good with, I guess.
Well, what was the conundrum last week about, they always threaten, we're running out of money for Medicare or Social Security, but they're never running out of money for food stamps or welfare. And Social Security, we pay into that, but the people that are receiving the welfare and the food stamps, they don't pay into that. So the conundrum is they're stealing from the American people and they're buying votes. That's basically what's going on. I appreciate the call, Harold. Thank you so much. We all, he's absolutely right. If you dig deeper, and I don't know that I really have the means or the time to do that with doing everything alone here, but if you dig deeper, you're going to find out that they did receive money from Big Pharma, not just the Democrats, the Republicans, and they do receive money from these lobbyists that are up there. They're getting rich. Now, they're making a nice salary anyway, with lots of perks. But that's not enough. Nancy Pelosi is worth millions and millions of dollars. And so is Elizabeth Warren. You need to stop and think about that. Why are the D.C. occupiers getting rich? Why are they there all the time? Because they're career politicians. Many who were against Donald Trump, that's what they had against him. Because he wasn't a politician. He had no experience. Well, I'm telling you what. I'm fairly certain in his business world, there's some pretty bad stuff you have to deal with. Some pretty ornery people. He might be one of them. I don't know. But there's nothing filthier and dirtier to compare to the swamp that we're dealing with in D.C. The corruption. The greed. And how they are willing to live above you. Not only willing, that's what they're working for. That's what they're working for. Well, we can't ignore Wasserman Gate, can we? We can't ignore what's going on with her. Debbie Wasserman Schultz and her Pakistani IT guy. What is going on with that? It says here in this particular article, and this is from the National Review, there's more than bank fraud going on here. Now, the mainstream media is pretty much ignoring this. They're all about Russia. But they're going to ignore this. It says in Washington, it's never about what they tell you it's about. So take this to the bank, it says. The case of Imran Awan, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, mysterious Pakistani IT guy, is not about bank fraud. But yet bank fraud was the stated charge on which Awan, I don't know how to say that name, it really sounds kind of strange, was arrested at Newell's Airport last week, just as he was trying to flee the United States for Pakistan via Qatar. That is the same route taken by Awan's wife in March, when she suddenly fled the country with three young daughters she yanked out of school, mega luggage, and $12,400 in cash. That's not a whole lot of cash, but I'd take it. By then, the proceeds of the fraudulent $165,000 loan they'd gotten from the Congressional Federal Credit Union had been sent ahead. Oh, so she only needed $12,000 to travel with. It was part of the $283,000 transfer that Awan managed to wire from Capitol Hill. He pulled it off, hilariously or frustratingly, by pretending to be his wife in a phone call with a credit union. Told that his preferred reason for the transfer were funeral arrangements. But that didn't fly. Mrs. Awan promptly reproposed, and now she was buying property. But asking no more questions, the credit union wired the money to Pakistan. Whose money was that? It was yours. As you let all of this sink in, consider this. Awan and his family, cabal of fraudsters, had access for years to the emails and other electronic files of members of the House's Intelligence and Foreign Affairs Committee. It turns out they were accessing members' computers without their knowledge, transferring files to remote servers, and stealing computer equipment, including hard drives that Awan and company smashed to bits of bytes before making tracks. And Debbie Wasserman Schultz defended him. She went after the people that were after him. Remember, Debbie Wasserman Schultz is the one that refused to let them come in and look at the DNC computers when they believed Russia was hacking. Remember, Debbie Wasserman Schultz is the one with the foul language against Bernie Sanders and pushing for Hillary Clinton. Debbie Wasserman Schultz is an evil, evil woman with no integrity or truth within her. She was the head of the DNC for a long time until they had to let her down. But then she worked for Hillary, and she seems to be doing fine now. Don't worry about Debbie. She'll be all right. Debbie needs to go to prison, as does Awan. And many others in the Democrat Party. And do you ever wonder why Congress, the Republican side, doesn't push to find out more about these things, find out more about Hillary Clinton? Why did they shut down the Clinton Foundation immediately after election? Do you ever wonder why many Republicans aren't pushing for that? Do they fear the Clintons, as we were told last week, or is it because they were involved with the Clintons? Just as dirty as Debbie Wasserman Schultz and her Watergate. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Oh, my. And we will be right back. Progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old Star Guide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSC Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSC Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com CSC Talk Radio or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018 and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're in the final segment of today's show. You guys have remained fairly silent, and I think I kind of know why. But the question of the day was, do you think Donald Trump should take his pen in hand and remove the special benefits for health care that Congress and their aides are receiving? I say yes, do it. Even if they had not done or not done what they did last week, they are not deserving of special benefits above you and I. When they dictate what you and I do, they need to take that same medicine. All right. The latest proof that the left opposes Western civilization. Don't think it's just the left, okay? Don't think it's just who we call the left or the liberals. Look at what the Republicans did not or did, whatever you want to call it, do last week. It says here, last week the Atlantic rendered a great service to those of us. Now, this was written in July 12th, okay? So this is when Donald Trump went to Poland and did his speech. The Atlantic rendered a great service to those of us who contend that America is in the midst of a civil war between the right and the left. The right and the left. Okay, before I get any farther, we've got a phone call from Tom in Michigan, so we're going to go to him first. Tom, how are you today?
Hi. I just wanted to pass on some information I got about the Obamacare. I got a lead on a statute that in the Obamacare in Title 26 of the United States Code, you go to Section 5000A, it's Chapter 48, and then down to G, it basically says that they can't put a lien and levy on your property if you don't pay.
They can?
They cannot.
They cannot, okay.
And the other thing I thought was really when I was looking it up, was that this section is in subtitle D, and it's clearly labeled miscellaneous excise taxes.
Well, I'm going to commend you. I take it you have read Obamacare.
I haven't read the whole thing. I read the International Businessman versus Service, the Supreme Court case, and I could see in there that they attached the Obamacare to the mandate to get the insurance to the income tax itself. And I think they do it by simply using the 1040 form that a taxpayer is defined at
Well, I would venture to say, Tom, you've read more than any of them in Congress have read.
Well, the thing is they're running on policy, not on law. You know, for instance, like the Fourth Amendment, we have a Fourth Amendment.
Okay.
But we don't really have a Supreme Court. We don't have any courts that I can find.
Yeah. You're right. But we're in the final segment, and everybody's waited till this time to call. So I'm going to let you go, Tom, so I can get to the other callers. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. We have Kevin from Ohio. Kevin, how are you today?
Oh, just fine. I know you're short on time. God bless you. The other thing that they should look at, too, removing the exemptions for large corporations like McDonald's, et cetera, all those major corporations that were given the waivers, too. Not just Congress.
Mm-hmm.
You know about those, don't you? You remember them, don't you?
Yes, yes.
And I'm sure that's a significant, larger number than just Congress. But it should start with Congress. They should get less than us, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
Bless your heart.
Thank you. Thank you. They believe that they are above us. That's. I don't know how else to put it. They think that they are the elite, that they are special. They're special only because we elected them to represent us. The fact that they are not representing us makes them corrupt. Let's move on. It says here that it provided a smoking gun, actually the gunshot itself, to those of us who contend that the left, and it says never to be confused with liberals, is intent on dismantling Western civilization. It published articles by two left-wing writers, one by Peter Beinhart, titled The Racial and Religious Paranoia of Trump's Warsaw Speech. And the other one is by James Fallows, and it was written on the same theme as the other man's, Beinhart's. The subject of both articles was President Donald Trump's speech in Warsaw, Poland. That was the first part of July. And the speech described by the Wall Street Journal as a determined and affirmative defense of Western tradition. Beinhart begins his piece by saying in his speech in Poland on Thursday, Donald Trump referred 10 times to the West and 5 times to our civilization. His white nationalist supporters will understand exactly what he means. It's important that other Americans do, too. And Fallows begins saying what he called civilization boils down to ties of ethnicity of blood. Shame on them for insulting the minorities of America. Because many of them fought and died in World War II. In Vietnam, in the Korean War, and in the Middle East of late. Shame on these people, screaming what they scream against the West. It isn't about being white. It's about being free and independent. It's about a constitutional republic. A republic who longs to be out of the thumb, out from underneath the thumb of a king, whether it is the king of that day and the revolution or the king D.C. now. It isn't the president. You can blame President Trump. You can blame President Obama. You can blame President Bush. You can blame President this and President that. But it is Congress who is corrupt and taking away your liberties. Did presidents help them? Yes, they did. But now they're fighting Donald Trump because he's not helping them. And so John McCain decides to vote for Obamacare. Western civilization is not racist. It's about freedom. It's about a republic, and the republic is you and it's me. And shame on us for allowing Congress to hold us captive. Shame on us for allowing them to believe that they are the elite. All men are created equal. That means all colors, all positions, all occupations. In America, we're supposed to be free and independent of a king. And it's up to you and me, we the people, to bring America back home to that.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.